Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. This is week 27 of 2022, episode 17. I am your host, Neil Alonzo. And before we jump into everything, just got to give you a few quick disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. We're merely providing information that we've pulled together throughout the week of headlines and stories that we found across the internet that talk about crypto and Web3. Our goal is to make it easy for you to just kind of get everything in one digestible short podcast. And if you want to dive deeper, our show notes are listed at cryptopodcast.xyz, and each one of the headlines that we talk in reference to, you can click through to read more and do your own research. And if you see value in what we're doing, please share with others. Who doesn't like to share value? Each week, it seems like there's so many, you know, wow things that happen. We even said it last week on the podcast. There were so many wow things that happened. But again, it's almost like every week wants to top the following week or the previous week in just being like, oh my gosh, this happened. Oh my. The headliners are usually just crypto and Web3 based, but we can't ignore the fact that Elon Musk says he's terminating the deal to buy Twitter and Twitter vows to sue him. That shouldn't come as a shock. The article link we have is from Variety.com, mixing it up a little, so you can click through there. In some other headline news, this happened earlier in the week after the weekend, but the CEO of KuCoin tweeted out this: be aware of FUDs, fear, uncertainty, and doubts. Not sure who's spreading these sheer rumors and what their intentions are, but KuCoin does not have any exposure to Luna, 3AC, Babel, etc. No, quote, immense suffer from any, quote, coin collapse. No plan to halt. And it's in regards to the price of Bitcoin exchange KuCoin's KCS token tanks amid insolvency rumors. And that's what the CEO was addressing. Since the rumor spread on Twitter about exchanging halting withdrawals, traders have sold off the company's KCS token. So this was a big rumor. We caught wind of it. But unfortunately, the timing of this rumor couldn't have been any more perfect in terms of creating a lot of FUD, a lot of doubt, because there's been so many things happening in the crypto space that a lot of people who believed in exchanges or DeFi, you know, thought would never happen. But because the market is in such a crazy, you know, space right now, stuff like this, it's not too far-fetched to believe it could happen, but it's easy to prey on people with fear. You know, people are afraid. Humans are. And unfortunately, this is some collateral damage. We don't know the validity of these rumors. We just know we've heard them. And the problem with these rumors is that from an outside perspective, you're always going to be like, well, it's better be safe than sorry. Why not pull off an exchange? But sometimes you got to be careful with FUD. If it's not truth, then, you know, a lot of bad things could happen just because of the hyped up rumor. MakerDAO members vote on 100 million DAI vault for bank. The MakerDAO community is voting on whether to provide a DAI vault to Huntington Valley Bank, a 151-year-old lender in Pennsylvania with $500 million in assets. Click through. This is a story on The Defiant. And unfortunately, Three Arrows Capital files for bankruptcy. This is per report. Also in the news, BlockFi, FTX agree to new credit deal and acquisition terms. Cryptocurrency lending company BlockFi announced on Friday that it has reached an agreement with FTX US, the US division of the crypto exchange led by billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, for a revolving line of credit and potential acquisition. BlockFi CEO Zach Prince tweeted this afternoon that the deal represents a total value of $680 million, quote, an option to acquire BlockFi at a variable price of up to $240 million based on performance triggers is on the table, he said. In some banking news, Bank for International Settlements to allow banks to keep 1% of reserves in Bitcoin. That's an interesting insight. Check out the link. In some discovery news, here's how undercover feds got a drug ring near Boston to send 1 million in Bitcoin. This is an interesting read. British Army's Twitter and YouTube accounts hacked to promote cryptocurrency scams. A hacker or hackers took over the Twitter and YouTube accounts of the British Army on Sunday, this last Sunday, right before 4th of July, so it'd be July 3rd. The Army's Twitter profile was altered to show images of fake NFTs and promote crypto giveaway schemes. Its YouTube account, meanwhile, aired live streams with clips of Elon Musk and directed users to crypto scam websites. This has been happening more and more. I'm sure a lot of you have seen some of the quote-unquote live streams of Vitalik, you know, sending you to some scam website. So this is going to continue on a number of levels, unfortunately. Cosmos builder Ignite cuts headcount by more than 50%, ex-employees say. The reductions come amid a crypto market crash and after the return of Ignite's controversial ex-CEO. This was a CoinDesk article. CoinShares completes Napoleon acquisition, can now promote products across the EU. The deal was subject to approval by France's AMF, which was granted on June 28th. Core Scientific sold over 7,000 bitcoins for about $167 million in June. The crypto company plans to cash in on more self-minted bitcoins to cover expenses, growth, and debt payments. Nexo signs term sheet with Vald for potential acquisition. Nexo said it has a 60-day exclusive due diligence period in which to decide whether it will buy up to 100% of Singapore-based Vald. And more byproduct of crypto crash halts plans by state houses to accept Bitcoin tax payments. This is per a Bloomberg article. And WonderFi closes acquisition of crypto trading platform Coinberry. So good on the acquisition, right? In an op-ed, the title is to this, is the future of crypto regulation on tribal land, ? This was a term sheet forward if you follow that on Fortune. We're big fans of that newsletter on Fortune, so check it out, the link. A16Z Crypto Substack, they have a cool summer reads and cool tools. So that link is also in our show notes. Looks like Polygon joins Solana in bringing Web3 to smartphones. Tech startup, quote, Nothing has tapped the Polygon network to offer NFTs on its new phone. Web3 on phones and hardware, I mean, it's bound to integrate with the two, but I'm looking forward to when Apple drops theirs. These first entrants, while they want first mover advantage, they are kind of the guinea pigs. And so are the consumers that use them, because there's a lot of unknowns. Do you think it would create the long lines that used to happen at Apple if they were to drop a Web3-based phone? FTX presses for crypto derivatives approval, agitating legacy exchanges. U.S. investors could deal directly with FTX instead of going through a broker, raising objections from CME and others on risk. Here's the thing. The empowerment of things such as Robinhood and, you know, the exchanges that have come about with crypto. Yeah, brokers, I mean, I'm a little biased, but at the same rate, brokers in a lot of other industries, not just crypto and stocks, you know, I call into question a lot of their actual value. This could be a contrarian thought, but I'm not the biggest fan of real estate brokers. They need to act more as concierges than they do calling themselves, you know, real estate agents, because they're not really providing much, but, you know, taking whatever fee and commission for, a lot that we've dealt with in our real estate space, you know, has left a lot to be desired. Because one of our hacks that we do when we want to find, you know, a property as an investment, you just go to the listing agent and say, hey, you can double end it. And right there, they're going to work a little harder for you because now they have more commissions. So even if it's lower on the price, they're still going to make more themselves. Getting off that tangent, billions in Bitcoin trapped on lending platforms like Celsius may turn into tax write-off for investors. This is a CNBC article. Another headline about Celsius says it repays $183 million on DeFi protocol Maker, gets back collateral, blockchain data shows. The troubled crypto lender paid down $183 million of its debt to the decentralized lending protocol Maker, possibly in a bid to recover Bitcoin-linked collateral that otherwise would remain trapped. This was an article on CoinDesk. And more collateral damage news, crypto broker Voyager Digital files for bankruptcy following the collapse of Three Arrows. So, cause and effect, it just keeps trickling down or across. And subsequently, Dallas Mavericks fans fume at Mark Cuban over Voyager crypto bankruptcy. This was in a New York Post article. That was the headline. Read it for yourself. Do your own research. Developers behind Shiba Inu tease launch of new stablecoin as a reward token. Popular meme coin Shiba Inu sets sights on expanding its ecosystem with a decentralized stablecoin and a new reward token. And in other news, Johnson's exit as British Prime Minister leaves UK crypto ambitions on hold. This was a CoinDesk article. It says, most likely replacements have been relatively quiet about their views on Web3. With everything that's going on in the world, I'm sure that's one of the subjects they probably want to be a little coy about, right? Well, Cosmos-based Yumi lines up first IBC price oracle. Blockworks exclusive is in the byline. The oracle known as Orion will help Cosmos chains hunt down accurate pricing over inter-blockchain communication. I'm just hyped that the name, or the oracle is known as Orion, is one of the best Metallica songs. The intro was used on the DC video with Danny Way jumping the mega ramp, and it was so great. So hopefully it's able to be a wonderful oracle, because we're big fans of oracles. You can Google the definition, and it'll be in our show notes as far as what is an oracle in the world of crypto. MakerDAO adopts real-world assets as crypto leverage demand wanes. MakerDAO may soon be the first decentralized finance protocol to offer conventional loans to borrowers backed by traditional institutions. This is going to be interesting. Curious to see how this works out, because we're big fans of the idea of leveraging real-world assets or revenue streams, such as notes in the form of performing notes, collateralized to work within the crypto. So that merge would be awesome. Solana investor sues Project Insiders, claims network is, quote, highly centralized. California resident Mark Young alleges key players in the Solana ecosystem misled investors and sold them unregistered securities. Regulators turn up the volume on crypto messaging, the headline reads. A new research report shows that 2022 is the biggest year yet for crypto regulatory measures, which are up over 7,000% since 2018. That does sound like a lot. That almost sounds like a headline from Nielsen, but it's true, because there wasn't much regulation in 2018. So imagine if there was 10 regulations. To go 7,000% isn't that much more. It's all in how you word it, I guess. Celsius loan liquidation caused no losses to Tether. USDT announced its BTC loan to Celsius was paid in full and then some. Tether concedes its portfolio still includes a, quote, minimal investment in Celsius. The company did not indicate when the loan was taken out or how much of the collateral was lost during Bitcoin's recent slide in value. Celsius accused of fraud and lawsuit by ex-employee. A lawsuit filed in the New York State Supreme Court by KeyFi accuses Celsius of crypto market manipulation and failure to put in place basic accounting controls to protect consumer deposits. Damn. In an op-ed, the headline reads, the crypto mob grabbed its pitchforks inside the legal crusade to win back investors' lost cash. Josh Browder is helping jilted crypto traders file small claim suits against a fallen lender. This is the information.com article. We're big fans of a lot of the editorial that the Information writes. So check this one out. You might enjoy the read. FDIC to investigate bankrupt Voyager Digital's insurance claims. The FDIC is probing crypto firm Voyager for allegedly duping customers with its Metropolitan Commercial Bank insurance. Damn, more damn, double damn today. Binance secures registration in Spain through its Moontech subsidiary. The company can now offer crypto trading and custody services in the country. Go Spain. And to round out the week with some good news, Reddit's new NFT marketplace opens the door for avatar sales and trading. The NFT marketplace will expand on Reddit's previous avatar builder, which launched 2 years ago. I mean, that makes sense. And then the last bit of news for this week, not the only news, but what we're covering right now, why Ethereum name service is seeing a spike in domain registrations. This was a Coindesk.com article. So the registrations came on the back of a record-breaking ENS sale, a research firm pointed out. ENS stands for Ethereum Name Service. This is pretty cool. Read the article, check it out. But again, we're big fans of the signal of adoption, and it seems like there's no slowing of adoption across crypto and Web3. Again, all headlines and news mentioned is on cryptopodcast.xyz in our show notes to click through and link. We would like to thank Good Soup Music for that dope bop at the beginning and the end of this podcast. I am your host, Neil Alonzo. The show is produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats. And now it looks like we're going to be changing up our final words. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.